You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Gopika Gopakumar. Shaktikanta Das, the governor of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has raised concerns over unauthorized forex trading platforms and asked banks to remain alert. What explains this warning? And what's been the experience with regulatory actions so far? Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What are forex trading platforms? These are platforms where foreign exchange transactions can take place. They are used by corporates and traders to hedge their foreign currency risks. These transactions can be on over-the-counter, OTC, spot or derivatives platforms authorized by the RBI. The other avenue is through RBI-authorized exchange-traded currency derivative segments like the BSE, NSE and the Metropolitan Stock Exchange of India. The OTC or interbank transactions are undertaken over electronic trading platforms, ETP, such as CCIL's FX Clear or Reuters or Bloomberg platforms. They can also be undertaken through authorized brokers. What are the rules on forex trading in India? Forex trading in India has to be done through a registered Indian forex broker, on ETPs authorized by the RBI or on recognized stock exchanges. According to the central bank, forex trading in India is permissible only in four currency pairs: dollar rupee, euro rupee, British pound rupee and Japanese yen rupee. These pairs have the Indian rupee as the base currency. Trading in any other currency pair is illegal and can attract penalties under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA. Indian citizens are also not allowed to trade foreign currencies overseas, either directly or indirectly. What about unauthorized forex trading platforms? In November last year, RBI came out with an alert list of 75 entities, which are not authorized to deal in forex or operate ETP for forex transactions. They include Octa FX, Alpari, AnyFX, AverTrade, Binomo, Exness, Expert, Option, FBS, FinFX Pro, Forex.com, Forex 4 Money, FoxerX, FTMO, FVP Trade, FX Primus, FX Street, FXCM, FX Nice and HotForz. What's the problem with these platforms? The problem started during the pandemic when many of these platforms started offering a derivative product called Contracts for Differences, which is an arrangement made in financial derivatives trading where the difference in the settlement between the open and closing trade prices is cash settled. RBI said it had noticed misleading ads offering forex trading facilities on over-the-top platforms and gaming apps. These platforms promise high returns, using features similar to casino games. What has RBI done so far to check this? In the past 2 years, RBI has issued several advisories cautioning against unauthorized entities. Now it has come out with an alert list of 75 entities involved in forex transactions on unauthorized platforms. RBI, however, cannot shut them down as they are registered in countries where they are legal. It has been working with banks and the government for stricter measures to ensure banking channels are not misused. The Enforcement Directorate has attached the assets some of these firms like Octa FX. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.